I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Things just got quite a bit more interesting in the Brandon Ayuk situation because Amon-Ra St. Brown just signed a four-year, $120 million, $77 million guaranteed deal, which completely resets the wide receiver market, especially underneath the guys like JJ and Lamb. This is very much where Ayuk will live or where he wants to live contract-wise in his own head, but the Niners aren't going to even consider paying him Amon-Ra St. Brown money, but Ayuk's going to want it. This is what Tyreek Hill warned about when he said that he was going to sign his deal in KC the moment the Adams deal, I believe it was the Adams deal, went down. He said, never mind, I want that right there. This is the way it works, especially with wide receivers. Diva wide receivers are not going to mess around with this thing. The Brandon Ayuk contract situation just got 10 times more complicated. And you can say whatever you want about that and say, oh, Brandon Ayuk's not getting this money. Let me make that abundantly clear. I see a couple people saying Ayuk's not getting that. No shiat. No shiat. But does he believe that? Does he feel he's lesser than St. Brown? Probably not. This is a $30 million per year deal. $30 million per year. Now, the main thing is the guaranteed money. The main thing is the $77 million, but that is crazy. $77 million guaranteed resets the market. JJ, Lamb, their values just went up. And John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are embarrassing themselves in terms of handling this Ayuk situation. This is pretty much shoved the idea of a trade happening. As long as the team will still overpay, this is definitely shoved. And he's got breaking news right now off the back of this. This is, triggers everything. It's a cascading effect. The Bengals have exercised their fifth-year option on Ja'Marr Chase, a no-brainer. This right here changes everything. The Fantasy Football Show begins now.
Live from the FantasyFootballShow.com studios.
It's the Fantasy Football Show.
Live! Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Smitty is also live whenever news breaks.
From the FantasyFootballShow.com news desk. Here is your breaking news.
This thing just got crazy, crazy, crazy more complicated for Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers. And this is absolutely embarrassing in some ways that you literally know that these contracts are coming down the stream. You literally know. You are John Lynch. You are Kyle Shanahan. And you know that Ridley's getting his bag. You know Devontae Smith is getting his bag. And you probably didn't know St. Brown was coming in to just put a whole wrench in the entire situation. 4 years, $120 million. That is, for those of you that went to college, $30 million per year. $77 million guaranteed. This $52, $58 million guaranteed for Ayuk, I don't think it's going to settle well with him. And I can promise you one thing, John and Kyle's price tag for Brandon Ayuk did not go up all that much based on the recent contracts. They might wiggle it up to 24, 24.5. I don't know. They could go 25 million. It wouldn't shock me. Maybe Ayuk's saying 27 and they're trying to get him in the middle somewhere. But John and Kyle are going, oh, let's just go.
We do it the Niner way. The Niner way is to wait until all the contracts pile up in the offseason so that the player in question starts valuing himself more and more every contract that piles on top of the next contract.
That's the Niner way. Worked out well for Debo, didn't it? Debo played a horrible year off his holdout year. And now you're going to go into this? Ayuk's got very little time to request a trade. This deal, it doesn't matter if Brandon Ayuk was even saying 27 mil, the Niners are saying 25, it'll work out. Just don't worry about it, okay, Brandon? Let's get into the NFL draft.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
We'll address it after the draft because that's the Niner way. It's not the Detroit Lion way. It's not the Devontae Smith Eagles way. No, those ways are get it done before the draft so there's no animosity between the player and team and player and fan base. No, Niner ways to wait. Let's wait and let all the values go up. Let's make this as difficult as possible. Let's make this as difficult as humanly possible. That is the John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan way. Oh, but Smitty, it's the way the Niners do it. No shit! It's a problem. It's been a problem for a while. And you've got a true Niner fan in here in Blackbeard who sees things objectively. The Niner way is so frustrating. It's crazy to me that you're going to literally let all of these contracts inflate the value in Ayuk's mind and you're not going to do anything about it. The likelihood of a trade just increased about. I would say it went from 70% not likely to be traded, 30% likely to be traded to at least 50-50 at this point, in my mind, in my educated guess, in my speculation, in my opinion. I have no facts, I have no mud I'm trying to throw at the wall here. This is me telling you that the price tag just went up for Brandon Ayuk, and I don't believe the Niners care. I don't think the Niners are going to overpay at all. I think the Niners were set on a certain number. And maybe they'll wiggle a little bit based on the market climbing, but not this much. And you might say over and over, there's no way that he's getting St. Brown money, Smitty. He doesn't believe that. And what Tyreek Hill showed us what happened. He painted a picture. He laid it all out. He said he was about to sign his KC deal. And then I believe it was the Adams deal dropped. And he said, wait. He actually said he was literally about to sign his deal. And then he saw the other deals. And he said, wait a minute, I'm worth that. And he goes, no. Went back to KC, I want that Adams deal. They said, we're not doing that. And then it initiated the trade. And that's how Tyreek Hill ended up leaving Kansas City. Because another contract, I swear to you, this comes from Tyreek Hill's mouth. Another contract is the reason Tyreek Hill is not a Kansas City Chief. He almost signed his deal. This is what happens. Everybody's watching everybody. Everything's an interconnected web. $120 million, 77 guaranteed. I'm not saying St. Brown ain't worth it.
Legend has it if you say St. Brown three times in the dark in the bathroom, you will immediately lose your league.
I mean, this is getting quite crazy, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what to say other than there's literally no chance in my mind that Ayuk is settled on what he was settled on a couple weeks ago. His value of himself, there's no way, it's literally impossible that his valuation of his own contract did not just go up. Everything's connected. There is zero chance that the value in JJ's mind didn't just go up. There's zero chance that Lamb's contract in his mind, his own inward self-evaluation, didn't go up. JJ's getting way over 30 mil a year. St. Brown just made sure of that. St. Brown just got 30 mil a year. JJ's getting 32, 33. CeeDee Lamb's getting 31, 32. Ayuk wants 30. He ain't going to get it, but he wants 30 now. And the Niners have themselves to blame.
Legend has it, if you say St. Brown three times in the dark in the bathroom, you will immediately lose your league.
Hey, stop complaining about the ads, whoever's complaining about the ads. Ads run on YouTube channels. That's what it is. It's how you get a free show like this every single day. So please stop. There's a, you can go YouTube Premium if you want. And that gets rid of ads on all channels. But like, you're going to get an ad played. It's literally a 5 to 10 second inconvenience. Okay, the ads are going to play on the channel. That's all it is. There's been a couple people that said, Smitty, I'm going to stop watching if you play ads. Then get out of here. This is a free show. And you have a very small inconvenience of waiting to hit skip if you want. Or watching the ad if you want to help the channel. Dial into the show.
Call into the show. Call into the show.
By the way, I have exciting news. Grindhouse is now rebranded. And they're called The Attic. And it is an unbelievable rebrand. It's coming today. I'll let you know later on. Dial into the show. Let's have a conversation about this. St. Brown is 100% changed everything. Changed the market. It's all going to be different. Ayuk's mindset's different. The Niners' mindset's different. You can almost guarantee yourself. You could almost guarantee yourself that Ayuk is going to literally be in a situation where, well, the Niners are going to be in a situation where they're at a table right now going, what do we do here? We got literally a day and this got a lot worse. All right, enough of the ads. Stop talking about the ads in the chat, guys. And those of you saying how to get around the ads, I'll block you from the channel if you're going to continue to try and tell people how to not help this channel with watching the ads or going through. Like, so just stop it. Cut it out. You want to be gone from the channel, I'll definitely remove you. So enough of that. Just stop talking about it. Okay. Dial in. Let's discuss this situation. It's crazy, man. 919 caller, what is your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Joe, calling from North Carolina, Beale State, North Carolina.
Joe from North Carolina. What's up, my guy, Joe from North Carolina? What are you thinking on this Brandon Ayuk situation, as well as the St. Brown, as well as the JJ, as well as the CeeDee Lamb, as well as the Jamar Chase? Joe from North Carolina, go ahead.
I mean, and plus you add in like the wild card of Marvin Harrison Jr., who's in my opinion like the best wide receiver I've ever seen coming out of the draft. I don't know who I'm going to draft in the first round next year, but I mean, if Brandon Ayuk leaves, is that vault Deebo Samuel up into like first round, maybe second round potentially? I mean, second round probably, right? I mean, where do you value a guy like Deebo Samuel, assuming that the 49ers are unable to get a deal done with Ayuk.
So if they assuming they trade Ayuk, you mean? Because if they don't get a deal done, they can still hold him, franchise tag him next year. They can make his life miserable, but they don't have to deal him. I would say Deebo Samuel without Brandon Ayuk, he just stays in the second round. He just becomes more of a guarantee, you know, assuming he stays healthy, which is kind of a risk, and you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. But Deebo Samuel as the number one wide receiver without Ayuk in the way is definitely good. It definitely makes him go from like really good late second round value to me, more so top of round three. Like, I love him as the top of round three, your third drafted player. You know?
Yeah, I got you.
But like, I mean, you put him alone in that Niner offense. Now, he's not going to be completely alone. He has Kittle. He has CMC. And Ronnie Bell, I'm not really... Jennings is okay. Ronnie Bell is the one I think that the team could lean on. Plus, they probably draft a rookie. So if they brought in Leggett, or they brought in somebody, you know, smartly brought in somebody like that, that person's going to take on a lot too. I don't know that things get insanely different, but they definitely get more solidified in terms of like late second, top of round three value. But this doesn't climb him into round one. That's too risky. There's still a lot of mouths to feed. Ronnie Bell still going to get some. Look, Ronnie Bell, we went over it yesterday. Ronnie Bell was pretty damn impressive when you break it all down. Ronnie Bell, let me put this on screen here. Jennings here, Ronnie Bell here, okay? And here are their stats, if anybody's wondering. This is Ronnie Bell's stats from last year. 6 receptions and 3 touchdowns. Very efficient guy. And here's Jennings, 19 receptions for 265 and 1. Now, granted, you know, Bell had about a third of the receptions, but he had a third of the receptions and 3 touchdowns. Very efficient guy. When I watch him play, he pops on film. I don't know if Shanahan's going to trust him. He's been doghoused lately, so I can't guarantee he's going to get out of the doghouse. But people need to understand that Ronnie Bell is really good. I need to understand, we all need to accept that Shanahan's unpredictable. So I can't guarantee he's the guy.
Yeah, okay. I got you. I mean, I feel like last year the big problem with Deebo was, I mean, he had his great games. He had, I think, like 30 points through a week it was. The problem with the floor, he had only 2 yards in one of his weeks. So it was like a gamble if you're starting him. So I think with the absence of Deebo, I mean, assuming... I mean, Ronnie Bell could step up and take more volume away from the offense, but if there's more targets added to Deebo, his floor increases. I feel like, I mean, with already the highest ceiling he has, I feel like it would be hard not to look at him as like a pretty solid wide receiver 2, if not like a low tier wide receiver 1.
Yeah, he's definitely an elite. He's definitely a good wide receiver 1. Yeah, I mean, he's a second rounder, bro. So, if you go running back in round one, he's a wide receiver 1. I have no problem with that. I just think don't put him into round one.
Yeah, okay. Do you think Marvin Harrison would go into round one, or do you think he's still in round two?
Ayuk wasn't a second rounder. So if you pull Ayuk out of this situation, like, and you say, okay, what if we're removing Ayuk? But Ayuk could go to a better spot. Like, Ayuk could climb an ADP. Mm-hmm. But Ayuk's situation doesn't move Harrison anywhere. What do you mean?
No, this is like a different thing because
you don't want to take Harrison in round one. Not in a redraft. You got to protect yourself a little bit. No, I love Harrison mid two to late two, but like, don't get crazy. That's where his ADP is too. Like, don't talk about, don't get yourself like even dialed into first round value when Harrison Jr. won't command that at all. Like, that's like almost putting the cart ahead of the horse, and then also trying to, like, there are people that call into the show all the time that are like, Smitty, what if I really want this guy? Should I just take him in round one? That is how fantasy football is lost. Fantasy football is won by manipulating ADP. Manipulating ADP. Not drafting off it. Not going off the suggested rank like a robot. That's not what drafting around ADP means. best player available does not mean taking the next guy on the list. People are like, why would I take best player available? That just seems boring, taking the top guy. What are you talking about? Best player available is not taking the top guy. The suggested rank isn't best player available. That's ADP. That's what the people think is best player available. What do you believe is best player available? And best player available is a smart way to draft, the only way to draft, and it opens the doors to all avenues. Best player available is the way to go. Sebastian celebrates his 5-month membership, says Ayuk is worth 25.5, 26 at most. Agreed. But guess what he thinks he's worth right now? 30 mil. Doesn't matter what you think, doesn't matter what I think. What matters is what he thinks. He thinks he's worth 30 mil, I guarantee it. I guarantee right now he's going, man, I'm as good as St. Brown. I'm as good as St. Brown. I could get a 30 mil deal. Let me call my agent. Hey, Bob. Whatever the hell his name. What was his name again? Hey, Bob. What's this going on with St. Brown? $30 million. St. Brown? Look, I'm better than St. Brown. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I am. Give me that money. I want 30 mil. Oh, okay. Hey, John and Kyle. We want 30 mil. Ah! For John and Kyle, I'm paying 30 mil. John and Kyle barely going to pay 25.5. The likelihood of trade just escalated. Now, does a team give the Niners what they want? Let me make something abundantly clear. Just because the likelihood of trade goes up doesn't mean he's getting traded. Just because the likelihood of not signing a deal now, because Ayuk's going to say, screw this 25 mil, I want this bag right here. And the Niners are going to go, you're not St. Brown, bro. You're not St. Brown. You're not. You're not Amon-Ra. But Ayuk, if Ayuk says, well, I believe I am, and the Niners say, well, we believe you're not, guess what happens? The Niners entertain offers. The offer is too good to refuse. They accept it. Easy peasy. They don't even worry about it anymore at this point. However, if a team comes in to lowball them, the Niners will call his bluff and say, play on your contract year. Play on your option year. And then maybe they franchise tag him. They're not going to even guarantee him that. They're not going to go, hey, play on your option year. We'll let you walk after. They're going to say, it's a business, bro. We can legally franchise tag you after your option year is played. The Niners don't have to do anything. The Niners can let him play on his fifth-year option, call his bluff, and he can sign the 25.5 mil or whatever offer they're giving, or he can play on his contract year, and then they can come in and go, hey, man, yeah, about that bad year you just dropped because you held out all year, and we caused that. I get it, but you just had a horrible year. We'll give you 24 million.5 a year, or we're going to franchise tag you. Or if he plays so bad, they don't franchise tag him. He walks and doesn't get the contract he thinks he's going to get. He's a little bit in a pickle. And he's got to self-reflect and say, what am I worth? And if he thinks he's worth 28 mil, 29 mil, 30 mil, he's out of his mind. But he might just be out of his mind because he's a diva wide receiver. All receivers have a little bit of that diva. Joe?
Yeah. I mean, he got to, even if they hold on to him, he got to hold out. I mean, I just think, especially with the Davante Adams deal he had a few years ago. I mean, all the wide receiver contracts been going up. I just don't see this ending well between the Ayuk and 49ers. But
agreed.
We'll see. Yeah.
All right, Joe. Hey, call in any time, pal. We'll be live later, of course. Later.
Thank you.
Phone lines are open. Hit that number right there. Call into the Attic phone lines. The Attic is now... Grindhouse is now the Attic. The Attic is now Grindhouse. And it's rebranding, and it's phenomenal. My new apparel will be here soon. And I'll be giving away, on behalf of the Attic, formerly known as Grindhouse, I'll be giving away a hoodie tomorrow, a yellow spider hoodie I'll have out to show everybody, and we'll be giving that away tomorrow on behalf of Grindhouse, a.k.a. now The Attic. Dial into the phone line.
Call into the show. Call into the show.
So this is now the Attic. The Attic is now the phone line sponsor. I'll be getting a logo up here soon. I'll be putting the website up and all that. But just know that the Attic is now Grindhouse, and it's phenomenal. The rebranding is going to be amazing. Dial in. Let's talk about this potential debacle on our hands between the Niners and Brandon Ayuk. A potential trade is now increased a ton in my mind. In my educated guess, in the 20 plus years of doing this professionally, I can tell you with a very clear head and very, very good, I think, guesstimation, educated guessing here, that this situation 100% just got more complicated. And anybody trying to defend it is, let's go ahead and let it play. You are living in a pipe dream and your goggles are this thick. Because the situation just got really bad for Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers. And quite frankly, let's not blame just the Niners here. Let's inward look at the Bengals. Inward look at Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys, who have Dak Prescott, Parsons, and CeeDee Lamb to get extended. And now you've got this. Good job, Jerry. Good job, Jerry Jones. Excellent job. Good job, Shanahan. Good job, Jerry Jones. Let me tell you something. These guys need to understand a few things. Lamb is worth every bit that you need to pay him. Lamb also helps bring in and sell tickets and jerseys, and he more than pays for himself at the end of the day. You now, Jerry Jones, have a big problem on your hands because you may have thought 30 mil a year was too much. Now get ready to pay 31, 32 because CeeDee Lamb is not costing you 30 mil a year anymore because, and this is no disrespect to Amon-Ra, we love Amon-Ra for goodness sake.
Legend has it, if you say St. Brown three times in the dark in the bathroom, you will immediately lose your league.
We love Amon-Ra around these parts. We love him. But guess what? Amon-Ra is a little bit notch below CeeDee Lamb. And guess what? We love CeeDee Lamb around these parts. These are all show players. CeeDee Lamb, Amon-Ra.
Get lambed.
On the show. But guess what? No knock on Lamb. Lamb is a notch below JJ and Ja'Marr Chase. So Ja'Marr Chase and JJ, Lamb, St. Brown, Ayuk. We've got a problem on our hands, people. We got an ownership problem on our hands. We got greedy owners that, yeah, I get it. These players are kind of greedy too. They're getting 100 mil type deals. But you're making a problem for yourself. Lamb now went up in price tag. JJ now went up in price tag. Ja'Marr Chase just went up in price all of a sudden. And now Brandon Ayuk in his mind went up to 30 mil. He's not getting it. He ain't St. Brown, but he might think he's St. Brown, and you got a problem on your hands. And this ain't going away. It's only getting worse, which is why I believe that John and Kyle probably walked into a boardroom today, closed the door, sat down and go, and they go, we're no idiots, even though we question that sometimes. We don't know what we're doing here. What do we do? Do we just, we better get on the phones. We better anticipate that this St. Brown deal is going to really throw a wrench in our plans. And Ayuk's probably thinking he's getting at least 27, 28 now. We're not willing to pay him even 25.5. That was probably our final offer, John. John says, yeah, I don't even know how to spin this one. John's a master at spinning things. John's thinking, what do I do? How do I spin this one? I can't get out of this one. Let's get on the phone with Pittsburgh. Let's get on the phone with Buffalo. Maybe another team. Maybe Arizona's interested. They got the 27 overall pick. Let's go through the draft order, Kyle. And John and Kyle sit down and they start discussing what their options might be. The option is not, and maybe they are this out there and oblivious. Maybe they aren't even talking about it. Maybe they're like, well, you know, we'll just go ahead like we have the whole entire offseason and just march on and we'll deal with this after the NFL draft. Maybe that's what John and Kyle are going to do. Probably is when you come to think of it. I don't think they're sitting here thinking up or cooking up anything. I don't know what I'm thinking. I don't know what I'm thinking about what they're thinking. Because it probably isn't even close to what we're thinking, because these guys think differently than anybody else. And that's not a good thing. Not on contract negotiation. Not on offseason work. The Niners get a D minus in offseason moves and negotiations, and their entire offseason grade for me is a D minus. The Dallas Cowboys get an F. I give the Dallas Cowboys an F, a grade of F on answering the call and fixing the problem. Dallas walks out of one of the most embarrassing playoff exits we've seen in a long time after Dak does amazingly all year. So much so that even a impressive Dak Prescott, who played like a top five quarterback all season long, top three most of the time, is questioned about being the long-term option after walking out an amazing season. You don't support him. Now you don't extend him. Now you don't extend McCarthy. You don't extend Parsons or Lamb. And you're saying, we're going to focus on 1 year at a time. I can tell you Jerry Jones is saying this could get worse. Let's go ahead and take care of Dak. Give Dak an extension, which kicks some money forward, moves it out of the way, makes room for Lamb and Parsons, and maybe the Dallas Cowboys wake up. Dallas Cowboys get an F. You don't bring in Barkley. You don't even call Derrick Henry. F. A score of an F. Worse than the Niners. The Niners have shit the bed. The Dallas Cowboys, diarrhea all over the place. The Bengals, I'd say a C plus right now. C minus maybe. Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins. Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, I'd give a B plus or maybe an A minus. Getting Fields, making sure you're taking care of business. Unbelievable. All right, take one more phone call. Dial in. Dolphins, yeah, Dolphins haven't had the best offseason either. A lot of teams haven't. Hit that thumb up button. Only 56 thumbs up. We have 196 people in here wanting to talk about this situation, and only 56 of you have wiped your feet at the front door. Appreciate you all. Mark says, I'm from Seattle, too, Daniel. We have talked before, Mark. I'm glad you guys are becoming friends in the chat. Okay, here we go. I want to answer a couple of these questions here. No way Ayuk is even remotely worth the same money as Amon-Ra St. Brown. I hope Ayuk isn't unrealistic about his money demands. Of course he is, Admiral. You don't think Ayuk believes he's as good as St. Brown? I'm not saying he is. Of course I'm not. But you don't think he believes that? You don't think he believes he should be a notch below? Let's call it 29 mil. You don't believe that he thinks he's he should be $5 million off of Amon-Ra? He doesn't think that. Not to mention the more important part is we're talking about 50 mil guaranteed for Ridley, right? Devontae Smith, what was it, 53 mil? Devontae Smith contract. It was $75 million, 25 mil a year, and the guaranteed amount was, what was it? It was guaranteed, total guarantee was 51. So we got 51 guaranteed for Devontae Smith, 50 guaranteed for Ridley, 77 guaranteed for Amon-Ra. So Ayuk is, even if Ayuk is living in a normal world and not in La La Land, and he says to himself, damn, I might not be Amon-Ra St. Brown, but I'm close to him. I'm in between Devontae Smith and Amon-Ra. I'm not saying he is. I think him and Devontae Smith should get the same contract. I think Devontae Smith, in some ways, is a little bit better than Ayuk because he is, I believe, a little bit more valuable to his team. I think A.J. Brown, with the potential knee issues and all that are upcoming, because he struggled with knee issues his entire career, those will only get worse. I believe that Devontae Smith is on a better track to be the number one wide receiver for his team. Maybe Ayuk, you could say, is the number one wide receiver for his team, but there's so many mouths to feed. And I you could call me even if you wanted, though. If you wanted to call me even, sure. So $51 million guaranteed. This right here, $77 million guaranteed, makes Ayuk at least want to go halfway. I mean, right? I mean, you got to think logically that he doesn't... If he does say Amon-Ra's better, and he can admit that in his own mind, and I don't think he will, that's a $26 million difference. $26 million difference. You know, and if you divide that by two and add that back onto $51 million, that is, I believe my math is correct, $64 million. So that means Brandon Ayuk wants $60 to $65 million guaranteed if he thinks he's even half as good. And the $50 million guaranteed is probably where the Niners were looking. I almost guarantee you that if they went to Ayuk a day ago and said $25 million a year, that's what Devontae Smith got. 3-year deal that gives you a chance to get another big contract really soon. 3-year deal, $25 million, $75 million, just like Devontae Smith. Devontae got $51 million guaranteed. We'll give you 55. I think Ayuk would have said, done deal. But not anymore. Now Ayuk, instead of 55, wants 65. I can almost guarantee you 61 to 65 million guaranteed. Things just got really ugly in San Fran. Ayuk will be a top 5 wide receiver elsewhere, says Prime. Depends where he goes, bro. If he goes to Buffalo, it's possible. You know, the suitors for Ayuk will be, in my opinion, given the Niners want a first rounder, and there are a couple teams that might consider it with a late first, like Buffalo 28, Baltimore 30, KC 32. You can't get picky, too. If KC says, we'll give you the 32 overall for him, you got to take it. And if you think that Ayuk is worth too much to give to KC, then sign him. It's pretty simple. It's one of you's getting the better end of the deal, right? If 32 overall is a good enough pick, it's the last pick in the first round, it's a first rounder. If you believe the first rounder on a rookie deal, this wide receiver is good, then you make the trade. And you're taking away a lot of advantage for San Fran to have a cheap rookie wide receiver. So it's not like you aren't taking something from them, even though you're giving them something. This whole notion that you can't trade with a rival, well, we don't want to give them Ayuk. Well, then sign him. If he's that good, if you're that worried about Ayuk hurting you, then clearly he's good enough to sign. So it doesn't make sense. Even an interdivision trade, you should be willing to do an interdivision trade. This notion that interdivision trades are taboo. If you're winning the deal, interdivision trades will probably be better than non-interdivision trades, right? Why not hose a team in your division? And if you're not hosing them, you're not doing a good trade. Bengals pick up fifth-year option on Ja'Marr Chase. Why would they not at this point? This triggers a lot, ladies and gentlemen. This triggers a lot. This is huge news. I'll be back later. Appreciate you. Punch the thumb up button on the way out the door. Subscribe if you're new. Amon-Ra gets fed.
Legend has it, if you say St. Brown 3 times in the dark in the bathroom, you will immediately lose your league.
Live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, so our stream's coming up here at 8 p.m. I'll probably be live, I imagine, before then. Again, I'm live whenever big news breaks like this Amon-Ra St. Brown news. Appreciate you all. Debo did it. Debo did it.